John Tumili with us today. John, a recent poll found overwhelming support for laws that would require long-term governance, I think infrastructure, some cross-party collaboration, etc. Why do you believe long-term planning is so important for Māori aspirations, and is our country and indeed our political cycles detrimental to Māori aspirations because of their three-year nature? What would you say of cross-party collaboration and long-term thinking and support, John?
Now, you always want cross-party collaboration on long-term infrastructure projects, solely because of the scale of them. We also have to understand that as a country, we just don't have the money at this point in time of our evolution to fund everything. And so that's why public partnerships will be quite important to build major infrastructure. And a number of other tweaks, right? But here's the real issue. Māori have to stop thinking in 3 years cycles. You know, we because we're the forever people, and we do think intergenerationally for our mokopunas, we have to move that into our politics, our businesses, and our conduct. You know, for too often, your dad and my dad used to get a pay packet every 7 days in a little brown envelope. It was cash. But they weren't told how to generate that, where it came from, why it was delivered in this way, and they were never allowed into the business of the business. And so what we now, this generation now, we're getting into the business of the business. And pretty soon, we won't care about three-year cycles in government. We'll be determining the government. And that's why over here at Whanau Waipata, we've had eight MPs. Rawiri, we claim, because he was educated over here at Rutherford High School with Auntie June Mariu, even though he was produced down the coast. So the reality, and then you go all the way back, of course, to Tauhinere. So we know in our area that the only way to go better than 3 years is to be sitting in power and in authority, and not a sellout in terms of your whakapapa, but in terms of your liberated, unadulterated truth and advancing our people's interests intergenerationally, not every 3 years.
Thanks, John. I just wonder, has TOP become the darlings of the media because now they're getting talked up as being the potential kingmakers? They've come out of nowhere, seemingly. New Zealand First say, well, they're going to be the kingmakers. And, of course, the Pāti Māori too say, no, we're going to be the kingmakers. Do you see some media favouritism emerging here?
Oh, media have always been negative to Pāti Māori. Name one time when they've been positive. They amplify our problems. Even if a crime is done, they amplify it, right? When Pākehā commit crimes, it's just a flash in the pan, gone, you know? But the majority of pedophiles up in Porembaremo are not Māori. But if a Māori commits crime against another Māori in whānau terms, is blasted. We don't get suppression orders. And so the media feast on our failures. So what we've got to do is, because it's all fake, particularly the New Zealand Herald and its radio stations, what we've got to do is just cut out of that. You know, if you continue to listen to people negatively writing narratives about you, you start to believe in it and it starts to become, you know, mind-bending. Well, why expose yourself to that abuse? So to answer your question, and you know it, they hate our guts. So what we've got to do is just build our own platforms. Yours is one of them, where at least there's some balance. Yeah. And at least you have all views on. Yeah. So we're not allowed to get an opinion printed in the New Zealand Herald. If someone beats us up in an opinion, we're not allowed to write a reply. That's not media. That's not the press. That's right-wing censorship.
And that's needs to be seen for what it is, and that's why we raise the issue. It seems to me that TOP have emerged as the darlings of the mainstream media for a time, but of course more will be revealed, obviously, on November the 7th. I see that Doc's confirmed he's standing as an independent. You'd no doubt agree that that's his right, but that doesn't give him favouritism, far from. And now we've got Willie disagreeing somewhat with Hipkins. by suggesting, I think quite rightly too, that Labor's not going to win all of the Māori seats. I mean, a little bit of honesty in politics is welcome. Thoughts?
Oh, look, you and I both know that, because you've been around a long time, much as me, we have fortress seats. And the day a party holds fortress seats is the day that others can throw their lot in with you, because they know you're going to be there after the 7th of November. What they don't know is the extent that you're going to be there. And so Te Pāti Māori just asking for the candidate vote does three things. But more, get rid of this terrible, loathsome government. Secondly, more Māori in Parliament. And thirdly, an unapologetic voice coming from Te Pāti Māori. I do want Willow Jean and Huhanan up north in, and they are. They're in on the list. Apirahama, give them your candidate vote. I do want a Hayley Maxwell in Ngaro Rāwhiti, and Kushla's in. Give her your party vote. See, Ngaro Rāwhiti. So if we're strategic and think and understand, we'll get more Māori in Parliament, we'll get this government out, and we'll have an unapologetic Māori voice forcing the other two parties to do the just thing by us, entrench the Treaty of Waitangi.
Tēnā koe. A little dismayed again, but with another sort of ripping the Seymour, one law for all, etc., Māori divisiveness, taking a swipe at judges who utilise tikanga in their findings, etc. I don't want to give that whole kaupapa too much oxygen, because we know that this is the sort of lines that he's been touting for some time. But also some commentators are arguing that Māori politics is becoming increasingly dominated by grievance and division. How do you respond to that criticism? Well, what do you see as the real priorities for our Māori communities heading into the election?
Well, we're sick and tired of being suffocated by Pākehās like Seymour. You see, I keep saying, for every dollar voted to a Māori through Seymour and his mates, for every dollar voted to us, 2 cents arise where we can manage it. 98 cents in the dollar. Actually, under this government, it's got worse. We only get 0.75 cents in the dollar for every dollar voted to a Māori. Seymour and his mates have defunded us, taken all the money and given it to their mates to deploy for us. They won't do it properly. We fail, and then they'll blame us because of the way in which they've used our money to advance their interests in ignoring our plight and our difficulties. Now, just excuse me if I feel somewhat grievous about that sort of theft by legalised daylight. You know, so of course I'm upset about that. Of course I have some grievance about him stealing my money, like he stole our land, his ancestors. So to suggest that we're not allowed to express what's going on, and then to say that we're in grievance mode, no, we're in legality mode, pointing out your theft. We want you to stop us. That's not grievance. That's justice.
And the fight for justice has no time frame. It is one that we will seek eternally. John Tamira with us today, John. What's the major haps? You know, every week now is an important week in this political cycle. How would you describe what's ahead in the week for you personally with Waipirei, but also for the party going forward into a new week, John?
Oh, look, Waipirei, in any 1 year, we will help 36,000 whānau out, right? So our front line continues to do that. The fact that they destroyed the whānau ora movement and network is beside the point. Those operators and partners that work with us are doing it, and we're, in fact, holding our whānau ora conference. Now, you'll note this government, under the Minister of Whānau ora, Tama Pōtaka, refuses to even acknowledge whānau ora in those terms now. Right? They've destroyed Tariana Turia's legacy. It's a pity, because he used to make out he was their nephew. But the point that I'm just trying to make is that movements in our Māori world either survive because we want them to, not because the government denies its funding or denies its presence or denies its philosophy. We surrender it. So we're not surrendering our whānau ora network or our whānau order model of care and model of investment. And that's what counts. We're over the blip. We're over being the strap being taken out to us and being beaten for having the audacity to be better than others and to show them up. And that's what the Seymour and this Portuck and all the rest of them are about in this regime. That's why they've got to go. That's why you've got to vote candidate Māori Party.
Tēnā koe, John. Thanks again for your thoughts this Monday morning. Have a good week. We'll catch up again next week. Ngā mihi. John Tumhede, 10 past 8 on Monday mornings. Often talking about te whanau Waipareira mahi, because I think that's important. They're one of our largest and most experienced social service delivery organisations, as you'd be aware. But also with his hat on as the president of Te Pāti Māori, we can talk strategy, etc. The candidates will be able to speak for themselves, and we will be gauging their thoughts too as we move forward.